The plays have been part of the fabric of York for 700 or 800 years, and in that time they were staged completely, interweaving crafts with religion. The two things were staged very, very closely, and they disappeared from life, really, in the context of the Reformation, taking several centuries to come back to the forefront again. So they only came back to York in really 1951 to mark the Festival of Britain, and since then have reappeared on a regular basis in the city. So we have a real sort of combination of different formats, really, in that some groups staged them on the wagons around the city streets as they were staged 700, 800 years ago. Others take individual plays in a cycle, like in churches, perhaps just the Nativity is the obvious one. And then every few years, there will be one of the major productions that typically would be staged by the Theatre Royal, or in our case, in the Minster. And given the quintessentially biblical nature of the material, there's something about them coming home. And you're coming to the Minster, Grade One Gothic Cathedral. It is a monumental undertaking to transform our nave into a 1,000-seater auditorium to host them. This is only the second time in their history they've ever come to the Minster. And there is something very special about that. The number of people who have extremely fond memories of them being here in 2000 and have waited 16 years for them to come back. It's something very special for the whole city.